I'm trying to finish up the title that we had here before. May the Deological Society never drift from its moorings and its standards. I'd rather have it end than to have it apostatize and drift. Last year, my son, Pastor Daniel Haight, taught a whole course on the history of fundamentalism, the history of the compromises of all these different denominations. And because of that, I felt it required to bring a second time this message I brought 2 years ago on the whole subject of a group that's departed from us and as a group has apostatized from the Deological Society position. Now, the men that are there, they may personally and their churches hold things, but the doctrinal position of their school, their organization, has varied. So back in November 3rd and 4th, 1978, we began, our Dean Burris said, almost 37 years ago. If I subtract correctly, I'm now 87 minus 37. I was 50 years of age. Our son, our youngest son, Pastor Daniel, in 3 months will be 50 years of age. So that's situation. 30 years. Since then, we have not deviated as a society from our loyalty to the basic beliefs and doctrines over DBS articles. Now, this KJBRC, which is the King James Bible Research Council, formed by two of our leaders, formerly of our Dean Burgon Society, has departed from at least 14 of our doctrines of the faith. This is serious business. This is apostasy of faith. The first is creation by God, as it is in the Bible. The second, Christ's virgin birth. The third, Christ's two natures. The fourth, Christ's bodily ascension. Five, cessation of the Spirit, sign and gifts. Number six, the use of the word heaven. Number seven, the use of the word hell. Eight, biblical separation from apostasy. Nine, biblical separation from compromise. This was talked about by Dr. Boyce tonight. Number 10, Christ's second coming. Number 11, inspiration limited to the originals. Number 12, defense of the King James Bible Hebrew text. Number 13, defense of the King James Bible Greek text. Number 14, exposing false versions and texts. So there are many more of our DBS basic beliefs and unwavering loyalty to them. These 14 will be used here. Now, every one of these doctrines are given in our Articles of Faith of our Dean Burgon Society. It's fundamentalism. It's fundamental Bible doctrines. We don't waver on any of these 14. And the other things are mentioned in our Articles of Faith, but these are basic. To have an organization formed by two of us, formerly of us, leading us, and forming this organization, and they may have different views themselves personally, but the organization, King James Bible Research Council, doesn't that sound great? To have departed in 14 of these basic things. I want to show you how they departed. Our Dean Burgon Society, these are vital doctrines of the Christian faith. They should be kept. Our Dean Burgon Society should never leave any of these basic doctrines in order to appeal to those who deny one or more of them just to attract numbers. We're not after numbers. We should abide by truth. This is our DBS's 37th year of our doctrinal foundation. May we hold to all of these biblical doctrines without wavering in any of them, as long as the Lord permits our DBS to continue. As I said before, better to stop and desist the Dean Burgon Society than to apostatize in our doctrines. We're no better than anybody else. I hope you, brethren, will stick to the facts of our society and unwavering. These doctrines are vital to the Christian faith. In the past few years, there have been at least 8 of our fellow DBS leaders who have left our DBS and found some part in the King James Bible Research Council. At least 4 of the 8 have believed in the King James Bible inspiration or are comfortable with what we do. Now, we're very strong in this. And our questionnaire that we send out to our leaders every year to sign, very strong, no form of inspiration of a translation. Inspiration means God breathing, theostos, theos plus theo, God breathing. God doesn't bring out translations, including the King James Bible. 4 of these 8 are comfortable with this and some of them believe it. The DBS is strongly opposed to either strong or soft King James Bible inspiration. Shortly after 2011, King James Bible's 400th anniversary, meeting in Collingswood, in Pastor Spencer's church, two former DLS leaders, David Brown and Phil Stringer, spoke at that meeting, formed the King James Bible Research Council, KJBRC. Brown once stated in writing that they affirmed all 14 of these doctrines. All 14 are absent in their written doctrinal statement. Why do they include them? Qualification for nominees, which they signed, these two brethren. And I have no animosity to the brethren, but we don't agree with what they've done. We don't agree with their principles, but we agree with their doctrines. They're fine brethren, I'm sure, saved, born and held Christians. But one of the things that they signed, if all of our leaders sign every year, everybody resigns after we're finished with 1 year. Yesterday, every one of us resigned as either executive committee members, or advisory council members, or officers, president, vice presidents, treasurer, secretary. And then as they go back in, if they want to vote back in, we're back in for another year. Just 1 year term, that's all we have. Qualification, full agreement with the articles of faith, operation, and organization of the society, as indicated in writing annually and in practice. Well, Dr. Brown and Dr. Stringer signed this DBS questionnaire in 2011. Number one, I don't know which is true. Either they changed their minds, maybe that's true, or they were able to see the DBS when they signed it. I don't know which is true. But their organization does not have these views and does not hold to them. As of this month, July 2015, the King James Bible Research Council is still advertised on their internet. Here's the internet. If you want to look at it, there it is. There's the sign or whatever you call it. What do you call these things? Visual website. As a council notice, fundamental Bible-believing Christians. We just heard a man speak on fundamentalism. They claim to be fundamental. But how fundamental is the doctrinal statement with the omission of these 14 fundamental doctrines? Tonight I want to put in very clear contrast the doctrinal position of our Dean Bergen Society and that of the King James Bible Research Council. Because it began, as I said, by two former leaders, DBS leaders, who formerly stated in writing, they believe all 14 of these doctrines, which are all omitted in the doctrinal statement. But what are these 14 fundamental doctrines? First of all, doctrinal omission number one. The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to direct and special creation by God of the entire universe, as well as the fish, the birds, the insects, animals, and man. Their statement does not oppose evolution, or the evolutionists. In other words, they're comfortable for anybody that doesn't believe anything about creation. And that's a fundamental organization. They are fundamental. No creation. The evolutionists are welcome. That's what I say. If they don't have it in them, why not come in? Now, what is fundamental about creation? Four kinds of fundamentalism. This was taught by our son, Pastor Daniel, from his course on fundamental history. Point number two in 1976, page 38 in The Pursuit of Purity, that's the book that he used, believes that whatever the Bible says is so. That includes creation. That's fundamental. The Nicene Creed, point number six, 1878, page 376 of In Pursuit of Purity. Man was created. Now the Baptist Convention, the Henson Resolution, the Fourth Whereas in 1925. That was defeated by the apostates in the Roman Catholic Convention, but held by fundamentalists. On page 392 of Pursuit of Purity, it talks about divine and direct creation of man. These are fundamental doctrines. And for an organization like the King James Bible Research Council to say that it's fundamental and refuses to put anything about creation, it's not fundamental. Now, the DBS doctrine of creation, here's what we say in our Articles of Faith. We believe in the biblical account of creation of the entire universe, angels, and man. That this account is neither allegory or myth, but a literal historical account of the direct, immediate creative acts of God in six literal solar days, without any evolutionary process or naturalistic or theistic. that man was created by direct work of God, and not from previously existing forms of life, that all men are descended from the historical Adam and Eve, the first parents of the entire human race, Genesis 1 and 2 in Colossians. Keep holiness, brethren, leaders in the dignity of society, executive members, advisory council members, keep holding to this. Doctrine on this number two of the King James Bible Research Council. They allow us the virgin birth of Christ. Their statement does not oppose the theological apostates who deny the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a vital doctrine of fundamentalism. What do we say at World Congress of Fundamentalist Association at page 3 in 1919? What do they say? Page 103 in Pursuit of Purity. Christ born of the Virgin Mary. That's fundamentalism. It's part of it, historically. The Five Fundamentals, point 2, 1910, page 149, Pursuit of Purity. Christ's virgin birth, that's fundamental. World Congress of Fundamentalism, point 4, 1976, page 348, in Pursuit of Purity. Talk about the virgin birth. On the Baptist Convention, the Henson Resolution, the Fourth Way of 1925, defeated by the apostates but held by fundamentalists, page 382 of Pursuit of Purity, Christ, His virgin birth. Fundamentalism in the 1930s and 1940s, page 258 in Pursuit of Purity, Christ, virgin birth. These are fundamental doctrines. All these historic fundamentalist organizations list these, not the King James Bible Research Council. Absent the virgin birth of Christ. People can come into their group. They don't have to believe in the virgin birth of Christ. Just come in. Welcome. No creation, no virgin birth. What's the second thing? The WWS doctrine on the virgin birth of Christ. Here's what I men believe. Being conceived with the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, of her substance, so that the two whole perfect and distinct natures, the God and the manhood, were inseparably joined together in one person. We believe that Christ in miraculous virgin birth of Mary, as the Bible clearly teaches. Keep holding this, men. DLS Advisory Council, DLS Executive Committee. What's the third doctrinal mission of this new group? That it was formerly with us. The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to the two natures of Christ. Their statement does not mention that his person is united, two natures of his perfect deity with his perfect humanity. Is that a fundamental? World Christian Fundamentals Association, point 3, 1919, page 103 in Pursuit of Purity. They talk about Jesus Christ, his true God and true man. Important fundamental. Niagara Creed, point 6, page 20, whatever, it must be 1878. That's a mistake, pardon me. I was a stenographer here and missed it up. Page 370, in Pursuit of Purity, they say this, Christ united in his person, true proper divinity with perfect and sinless humanity. What is our DBS statement of the two natures of Christ? We believe in the essential, absolute, eternal deity and the real and proper but perfect and sinless humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, being very an eternal God of one substance and equal with the Father. Keep holding this, brethren. DBS Executive Committee Advisory Council, keep holding it. What's the fourth doctrinal mission of the King James Bible Research Council? Well, it omits any reference to the bodily ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their statement is not that the Lord Jesus Christ ascended bodily out of heaven to be seated at the Father's right hand as a mediator of those who are born again. Ascension. Is that fundamental? According to the World Christian Fundamental Association, point 3, 1919, page 103, Pursuit of Purity, they talk about his ascension into heaven. That's part of the fundamentals of the faith of the Bible. Northern Baptist Convention, Henson Revolution, a resolution, Fourth Whereas in 1929, 25, defeated by apostates but held by the fundamentalists, page 392, in Pursuit of Purity. Christ is ascension to the right hand of God. That's a part of fundamentalism. The DLS was opposition. Here's what we read in our Articles of Faith. In his resurrection body, he ascended into heaven. And there sits on the right hand of God the Father, interceding for his own brethren. Keep holding this. DBS Executive Committee members, Advisory Council, don't quiver or wiver or be sloppy on that. What's Doctrinal Mission number 5 out of 14? The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to the cessation of the same gifts of the Holy Spirit. Their statement does not refute and expose the errors of Pentecostalism and the charismatic movement. Our DBS doctrine against the Holy Spirit sign gifts is what we say in our belief. We believe the so-called sign gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, 7-11, of the Holy Spirit, such as tongues, prophecy, knowledge, and so on, ceased with the completion of the New Testament canon around 90 or 100 AD, and are present today, are not present today. 1 Corinthians 13, 8-12 clearly teaches this. Brethren, again, keep holding this. We're not charismatics in our Dean Bergen Society. We have other differences and so on, but that's not one. We've got nothing to do with these special Stein gifts. We had a discussion in our church just the other day about, we have an afternoon Bible study, and it's a Bible first per verse discussion and Bible study. And one of the persons that were in the room tried to push the charismatic gifts and different things. One of the rules of discussion, whenever you discussion at the local church, you've got to be sure that the discussion is not talk about anything that's against the Bible or against the doctrinal statement of the church. And so there was a right about, but we no longer don't permit that, because this is an important thing, as you know. Not a lot of good, solid, charismatic, Pentecostal people, despite that we don't agree with the doctrine of these same gifts. What's the doctrinal mission number 6 of the King James Bible Research Council? 6 out of 14. They made any reference to the word heaven, for the saved. The statement was not used as term for eternal destiny of the ones who are born again and saved. What's our position? The Dean Bergen doctrine of heaven? We believe in the everlasting bliss of the saved in the place called heaven. Keep holding this, brethren. Executive committee members, executive advisory council members. You see, they didn't use the word heaven. They may talk about some things, but what's wrong with heaven? What's wrong with heaven? The Bible, I go to prepare a place for you, and the Lord Jesus is in heaven tonight. So what's doctrinal mission number 7 out of 14? The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to the word hell. The word hell for the lost. The statement is not in these terms for the eternal destiny of those who have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and are lost. What's about the Niagara Creed? Point 13, 1878. Got the date right there. How about that? Instead of 2018. I tell you, brethren, we had a virus a year ago that wiped out many of our whole different statements. We had another virus a couple of weeks ago. It wiped out more other stuff. In fact, 142,000 documents. One of them was this message tonight. So I had to read the whole thing over and over. That's why I'll take the credit for it or the blame for 2,870. This is 1870. What does it say in the Niagara Creed? Page 379, in pursuit of purity. Unbelievers shall be cast into the lake of fire. Hell is a fundamental doctrine, the lake of fire. What does the Dean Bergen Society believe in hell? How do they phrase it? We believe in the everlasting suffering of the lost in the place called hellfire. Keep holding this, brethren, the DBS Executive Committee members, advisory councilmen, they're here tonight. What's doctrinal omission number 8 out of 14 of the King James Bible Research Council? They made a reference to biblical separation from church apostasy. No separation. The statement does not call for any kind of separation from apostate denominations, churches, and unbelievers of any kind. Notice, come on, all you unbelievers, welcome. If you leave it out, aren't they welcome? They come in, it's a burden door. Not that they're going to, but they can if they want to. Work out is a fundamental of it. Page 6 in 1976, page 348 in Pursuit of Purity. That's a textbook that Pastor Daniel used in Pursuit of Purity. Right now, I was Bob Jones' teacher for many years. What do they say? Separates from all ecclesiastical denial of that faith. That separation from apostasy. It's one of the fundamental doctrines. Dr. Boyd mentioned it tonight over and over again. Separation is important. What is our position as the Dean Bergen Society? What do our articles of faith say? We are in obedience to the biblical commands to separate ourselves unto God and from ecclesiastical apostasy in all these different verses of Scripture, including 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 17, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Brethren, keep holding this. Executive committee members, advisory council members, and if you fudge on any of these doctrines, fall. Drop out. Quit. 37 years, standing for truth. Don't throw away truth. Just stop it. Quit it. Pardon my preaching. What is the doctrinal mission number 9 out of 14? The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to biblical separation from disorderly believers. Their statement does not call for any kind of separation from Christians or walking in a disorderly manner like an evangelical compromisers. Stay among them, no separation in regard to it. What does the World Congress of Fundamentalism say, 1976.6, page 348, in Pursuit of Purity? Exposes compromise with error. That secondary separation from ungodly people that are walking ungodly, that are believers, compromise with error. That's what they say. That's a fundamental doctrine. What does our DBS doctrinal statement say? We believe in obedience to the biblical commands to separate ourselves unto God and from not only apostates, but disorderly brethren. And all the verses of Scriptures are there. Brethren, keep holding this. Don't give it up. Doctrinal separation from disorderly believers. Executive committee, advisory council. Doctrinal mission number 10 out of 14. Coming down to the end of things, aren't we? We're going to make it in 40 minutes. We'll be all right. The King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to Christ's coming again. Nothing about it. See, our team brothers say, we say he's coming again. We don't split between the rapture and the second God. We say he's coming again. In the first part of our doctrinal statement, if you get that little blue thing on the book table, among other equally biblical truths, we believe the following. Some of them we leave out. We don't put it. But the second coming of Christ definitely is there. They don't have anything but the Christ's second coming in this group. Is that a fundamental doctrine? Niagara Crowd says, Niagara Creed, well, I got crowds at a creed. I have to fire that secretary. Point number 9 of 1870, got that right. Page 378, Pursuit of Purity. They talk about Christ, his first and second coming. That's a fundamental doctrine of the faith. World Congress of Fundamentalists Associates, point 7, 1919, page 103, in Pursuit of Purity. They said the imminent return of our Lord and Savior, that's his second coming. Coming of our Savior. What about the World Congress of Fundamentalists? Point 6, 1976, page 248, in Pursuit of Purity. They say the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the fundamental doctrines of the Christian Church. North Baptist Convention, hence resolution, the fourth whereas, boy, there again, 1925, missed that one. Defeated by the modernists, but believed by the believers, page 392, in Pursuit of Purity. Christ, his return, it's a fundamental doctrine, this return, the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Here's one more. Fundamentalism in the 1930s and 1940s, page 258 of In Pursuit of Purity. Christ's personal return. That's a fundamental doctrine. Here's what the Dean Burgon Society says about this Christ's second coming. He will return in the same body to fulfill all the Scriptures pertaining to the events surrounding his second coming, and in power and great glory to judge men. Brethren, keep holding this. Executive committee members, advisory council members. Number 11 out of 14 doctrine, fundamental doctrines of inspiration of originals only. Here's the doctrinal omission. Well, the King James Bible reference, a research council, omits any reference to limiting Bible inspiration only to the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Now, someone was talking about me to me the other day. Why are we so strong in limiting? They don't deny any kind of inspiration to the King James Bible. They don't deny it, as some of their lawyers have said, and they believe. Inspired King James. Now, why do we say that's not proper? Well, in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God as profitable. Some of Peter Ruckmanite man used to write me and say, do you believe the King James Bible is Scripture? I said, sure, it's scripture. With all scriptures, it's kind of vice versa. That word scripture is the Greek word graphe, that which is written down. It's used 15, 60 different times, and every time graphe is used, every time, it's a quotation of the Old Testament Hebrew text. That's what scripture means. And it's prosagraphe, theanastos, all scripture, theanastos, theos plus panao. God is theos, panao is to breathe. All scripture is God breathed. And God breathed out only the Hebrew, a little Aramaic, and the Greek. That's so clear in Scripture. And the Rutmanite people, and those of the Lippensrite people, Gail Ripley, following her, believe in inspiration, God breathing out of the King James Bible translation. Throwing out, Gail Ripley throws out the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek that God gave us, and puts in its place what man gave us. The translation by man of the King James Bible. We hold the King James as accurate, it's fine, it's firm, we need it, but it's not God breathed. It's not given by inspiration of God. And that's the truth. As we said many times, as we said earlier in the question and answer period, if we're given by inspiration of God, why did he change it seven times? First edition, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And furthermore, why is the Apocrypha there if God really breathed out? Anyhow, they don't have any quandary about disputing the inspiration of some kind of version with some of them. Now, here are four King James Bible Research Council officers, and they allow for some kind of inspiration of the King James Bible. These are leaders in this new book. David Ryle, the president, at a DBS meeting 2011, two witnesses saw something of David Brown on this issue. One witness is right here. And his name is, I won't give his name because he's right there sitting there, smiling at me. And what did David Brown do? My son, Pastor Daniel Wade, was speaking about the King James Bible not being inspired. And as soon as my son gave that statement, here's what somebody saw sitting right there. Well, like that. What does that mean? He doesn't agree that the King James is not inspired. Yeah, there's another witness, not here, but he's part of our executive committee at the University of Cincinnati. He was there sitting in the auditorium of Dr. Spencer's church. That was 2011. This other witness that I talked to, I only saw him shake his hand when Pastor Dan says, the King James Bible is not inspired. God breathed. I only saw him shake his hand. He threw up his hands and shook his head. One witness didn't see the hands up, the other witness saw his hands up. That's David Brown. What about Dr. Phil Stringer? Now, Brown is the president of the organization, and he wrote the doctoral statement, by the way. Phil Stringer is the vice president. He has a mission group. He's mentioned in one of the questions here. It was the William Perry Bible Society. At the first, Dr. Williams and I were both invited to come and to be a part of that particular mission society, which would be fine. And so the first meeting, Brother Phil Stringer brought out the doctrinal statement. And the doctrinal statement said the King James Bible is inspired. I didn't even say, wait a minute, that's not true, it's not inspired. All the other ones there practically were King James inspired people. But so that was Phil Stringer. He holds to that. He changed it. We'll see that later he had another statement. Third counselor, or leader, I said, the secretary, not only the president, vice president, the secretary, at a Sword of the Lord meeting, David Sorensen preached, and Pastor Dan was there looking at him, and I won't mention his name, he's sitting there smiling, was also there, and here's what Dr. Sorensen did. He held up his King James Bible. This is the inerrant, infallible, preserved, inspired word of God. I wrote him several times, I said, I understand you had that, you can't just inspire. Oh, I didn't mean that. He got himself up. But what would people think if you hold up a King James Bible and say it's inspired and an infallible word of God? If it doesn't mean inspired, don't say it. That's Dr. Swanson, and he is the secretary. There's another one, I want to show this new group, Daniel Hafley. He's the treasurer. Oh, the former treasurer was one of our former DBS men, Dr. Williams, and he does not hold to the inspired King James Bible. I'm glad he's no longer the president. He's still part of the group. But what does Danny Heifetz say? Here's his statement written from his doctoral statement of his church. We believe the King James Version of the Holy Bible is a preserved word of God written by men divinely inspired. Let there be two interpretations. The men are not divinely inspired, but I think the version is divinely inspired. So these are fundamental. They believe, our statement is very clear. None of the words were inspired, either partial inspiration or implied inspiration. We don't use that in the King James Bible. The King James Bible in NIC and implied inspiration. The King James Bible Research Council doctrinal statement says, we believe the King James Version, preserved by accurate translation, the inerrancy of the Greek received text and the Hebrew Aramaic Masoretic text for the English speaking people. Now, if it preserves the inerrancy, this is God's work, Hebrew Aramaic and Greek, that's all we're saying is inspired. Every Hebrew word and every Greek word has four or five different meanings. And it's almost to say that English or any translation can take the place of what God gave us in the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek languages. It's also saying it's inspired by the inerrancy. In fact, Dr. Jack Mormon, one of our executive committee members in England, not England, when he saw this in that statement, he wrote a whole paragraph debunking this and equating this with almost saying it's inspired. Now, speaking of inspiration of the King James Bible, Dr. Phil Stringer wrote this. Now, this is a book by David Brown, wrote a new book called The Indestructible Book. I bought that book and read it, and chapter 15, Phil Stringer has a whole chapter, The Civil War Over Inspiration. The Civil War Over Inspiration. Here's what he said. If my brethren do not use the exact terminology that I think reflects the teaching of Scripture, now he says in that chapter, I used to say things that were not right, but now I'm trying to straighten it out, that the King James is not inspired, but if my brethren do not use the exact terminology that I think reflects the teaching of Scripture, I will be all disappointed in them, but I will not reject them. I do not expect perfection from men. Notice what he says. I wish to be the friend of all those that honor the words of the King James Bible. That means, includes Peter Ruckman, Ruppert, many other heretics on Bible. So I call it heresy to say it's Bible inspired. He wants to be friends, no separation from those that use the King James. The World Congress of Fundamentalism, 21, 1976, the preferred purity, leads to the inerrant, infallible, and verbally inspired Bible. That's the Bible, not it's Hebrew, Aramaic, and not a translation. Niagara Creed, point 6, 1878, pages 375 and 6, pursuit of purity, the Holy Ghost gave the very words of the sacred writings to the holy men of God. That's biblical inspiration of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. What's that ABS doctrine of the sole inspiration of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek? We believe in the pre-verbal divine inspiration of the 66 canonical books of the Old Testament and New Testament from Genesis to Revelation in the original languages. That's where inspiration took place. That's where God breathed it took place, and only there. In no translation, English, Spanish, French, German, nothing. There is the inspiration, God breathing. And the consequent infallibility and inerrancy in all matters. Notice, their inerrancy, because they've got original language in all matters of which they speak. 2 Timothy. So their writings were supernaturally, plenarily, and verbally inspired. That is Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Free from any error, infallible and inerrant, as no other writings have ever been or ever will be inspired. Crystal clear. That's our position. Brethren, keep holding that. I notice from our DBS questionnaire of all DBS leaders, everyone that signs this, neither the King James Bible nor any other language translation will be referred to as inspired in any sense at all, including derivative inspiration. Some people say, well, that's kind of a light inspiration. No, Greek, we don't believe that. Indirect inspiration. Some people use that. No, we don't hold that. Having the mark of inspiration. We don't hold that. Inspired in a generic or general sense. In some of the books that have been written, or any of the similar terms that might be brought up to modify inspired or inspiration. Brethren, keep holding this. Executive committee members, advisory council members, but that's an important doctrine. Doctrinal omission, number 12 out of 14. King James Bible Research Council makes any reference to the defense of the Hebrew text that underlies the King James Bible. The statement does not mention any such needed defense of the Hebrew text. Number 12, the DBS doctrinal statement of defense of the Hebrew. Here's what we say. Object number 3 is to defend the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text of the Old Testament, which underlies the King James Version. Brethren, keep holding this. Executive committee members, advisory council members. Doctrinal omission number 13 out of 14. King James Bible Research Council omits any reference to the defense of the text of Septus Greek text that underlies the King James Bible. The statement does not mention any needed defense of this text of Septus Greek text by name. The King James Bible Research primary goal number 1 is this. Quote, this is from their doctrinal statement. To do research on the King James Bible and other traditional texts. In the next slide, you'll see how the president and vice president are both on the board of directors of the traditional text called the majority Greek text. That's also called the traditional text, not simply the text for Septus, which changes the text for Septus in 1,500 or 1,800 places. This is compromise of the traditional text. David Brown, King James Bible Reference President, Phil Springer, the vice president, former members of our DBS leadership, as of July 2015, still on the board of directors of an ecumenical group, Center for the Study and Preservation of Majority Text, CSPMT, look it up on the computer, it's there, whose fellow directors include both a Russian Orthodox man and a Greek Orthodox man. These denominations are both in the apostate World Council of Churches. This group is working on a third so-called majority text, which changes the text of Septus in 1,500 to 1,800 places. This fits their doctrinal statement. And I say, hold to the King James text of Septus as they claimed they did when they were in the Dean Burkett Society. Why are they part of the majority text group? Phil Springer, here's their preservation board of directors. Phil Springer, PhD director, vice president of the King James Bible Research Council. Raven Hill Baptist in Chicago. Thomas Edgar, Metropolitan Chrysostom, Orthodox Christian of Greece, Royal Council of Churchmen, in there, one of the directors. Archbishop Victor Potifov, he's for Russian Orthodox Church, Royal Council of Church, apostate group and fellowship. And we're separate from apostates on the Dean Burkett side, not these brethren. And Wilbur Pickering, president of Dallas, same as I. And he's a publisher of a majority Greek text. He's on the board also of directors of this. They want to change the text reception in 1,500 to 1,800 places. And they're wonderfully, just like his modern version changed. David Brown, director, again, president of the King James Bible Research Council. And then Paul Anderson, president of this new group, majority text group. The directors, there they are. What are the qualifications for nominees of our Dean Burgon Society? These brethren, Brother Brown and Brother Stringer, signed these statements many times. They were here for 8 or 9 years. I don't know how many years they were part of our Dean Burgon Society. 8 or 9, maybe 10 years. Here's what they signed. I said it before. Evidence that the nominee is in sympathy with and will have fellowship with only those Christian movements and organizations whose leaders and or sponsors are not connected in any way with religious apostasy. When Brown and Stringer signed this DBS questionnaire in 2011, as I said before, either they changed their minds, they could have, or they lied and deceived the DBS when they signed, they could have. I don't know which is true. But to yoke up with religious apostates, that's not part of our Dean Burgon Society. What is that Dean Burgon doctrine of defense of the Greek words? Object number 4, to defend the traditional received Greek text of the New Testament, which underlies the King James Version, found in the Greek text underlying the English version of 16. Keep holding this, brethren. Then, doctrinal omission number 14, commit any reference to exposing false translation of original text. The statement is a number 4 goal, just be positive about any exposure of false text or false translations. Well, the DBS doctrinal statement on that is exposing false translation of original text. Object number 6 is to expose and publicize the defects, deficiencies, and errors and mistakes, both in the text used and the translation process and results of any and all modern translations of the Bible, whether in English or in other translations, which are not based on the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text, which underlies the King James Version. Brethren, keep holding this. Advisory Council members, and also executive members as well. We've got to keep holding it. And right now, I got 3 more minutes. And I made it. 40 minutes. I got 3 minutes just to talk. Thank you for coming. We appreciate this 37th annual meeting of our Dean Bergen Society. These brethren that are leaders, whether executive committee members, advisory council members, all you people that attended, expenses were great, were huge, airplane tickets and gas mileage and coming and going and so on. I commend you for coming. I hope you'll keep us in prayer as the Dean Bergen Society as we enter in our 37th year coming up. I'm going to meet with Dr. Spencer's group there, the Bible Presbyterian Church in Collinswood, New Jersey, right close to home, where we live. I hope you'll be able to come. Pray for us. If you can't come, watch us on the videos. And I want, as I said before, Pastor Dan, who's excellent at these computer situations, he's going to put all these things that we had, every one of these messages that we give to this whole 37th conference, going to put them all on DVDs. He's going to publish those at the month of August, every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the King James Bible, either the BibleForToday.org or DeanBergenSociety.org, either site, so people all over the world can hear and see you folks. Now, I said before, we then have a huge, mammoth organization attendance in our meetings. As I told Dr. Boyce today, we got hundreds and thousands all over the world. All over the world, all the countries that will hear this and can hear what these brethren have faithfully promoted and taken care of. The Lord continue to bless and use you. And I wonder, Dr. DeVito, could you...